भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नाष्टभयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नास्तिकैः। एते चंसा कलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियारिव्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकेतनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम्। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 10th कैंटो 15th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 27। The killing of Denuka, the ass demon. Evam Surit Bacha Shrutva Surit Priya Chikirshaya Prahasya Jagmatur Gopair Vritao Talavanam प्रभो एवं सुरित्वचा श्रुत्वा सुरित् प्रियचिकेशया प्राहस्य जग्मतुर्गोपैर् वृत्ताव तालवनं प्रभो एवं सुरित्वचा श्रुत्वा सूरित प्रिया चिकिर्षयां प्राहस्य जग्मतुर्गोपैर् वृत्ताव तालवनं प्रभो एवं सुरिद्वचा श्रुत्वां सूरित प्रिया चिकिर्षयां प्राहस्य जग्मतुर्गोपैर् वृत्ताव तालवनं प्रभो एवं सुरित्वचा श्रुत्वा सुरित्प्रिया चिकीर्षया प्राहस्य जग्मतुर्प्राहय वृत्ताव तालवनं प्रभो एवं सुरित्वचा श्रुत्वा सुरित्प्रिया चिकीर्षया प्राहस्य जग्मतुर्गोपैर् वृत्ताव तालवनं प्रभो एवं सुरित्वचा श्रुत्वा सुरित्प्रिया चिकीर्षया प्राहस्य जग्मतुर्गोपैर् वृत्ताव तालवनं प्रभो एवं सुरित्वचा श्रुत्वा सुरित प्रिया चिकीर्षया प्राहस्य जग्मतुर्गोपैर् वृत्ताव तालवनं प्रभो एवं दस सुरित ऑफ देयर फ्रेंड्स बचा द वर्ड्स श्रुत्वा हियरिंग सुरित to their friends, Priya, pleasure. Chikirshaya, desiring to give. Prahasya, laughing. Jagmatu, the two of them went. Gopai, by the coward boys. Vritau, surrounded. Talavanam, to the Tala forest. Prabhu, the two lords. Translation of purport. Purport by the disciples of Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Hearing the words of their dear companions, Krishna and Balaram laughed and, desiring to please them, set off for the Talavan surrounded by their cowherd boyfriends. Purport. Lord Krishna was thinking, how can a mere ass be so formidable? And thus he smiled at the petition of his boyfriends. As stated by Lord Kapil in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, Hasam harer amanatakila loka shitivra shukashru sagara vishoshanam atyudaram. The smile and laughter of the Supreme Lord Hari is most magnanimous. Indeed, for those who bow down to the Lord, His smile and laughter dry up the ocean of tears caused by the intense suffering of this world. Thus, to encourage their boyfriends, Lord Krishna and Balaram smiled, laughed, and immediately set out with them for the Tala forest. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobestam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakandvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brijabano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Pritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Evam surid vacha shrutva suripriya chikirshaya prahasya jagmatur gopai vritau talavanam prabho. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Balaram, the first expansion of the Lord, performed their wonderful pastimes in Braj, in the spiritual world, which are eternally going on, known as Nitya Lila, also known as Ashtakalya Lila, divided during the day and night in 8 parts. Although they are the source of everything, Krishna is the source of everything, is all powerful, all knowing. But in Braj, he's performing pastimes just like a gop, a cowherd boy. And his companions, his associates, were eternal associates. They have this wonderful loving exchange with Krishna and Balaram. And they do not understand by the eternal energy, Yogamaya, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And Krishna is appreciating that. Just like in this material world, we can see that the great personality may be there, prime minister or a president of a country. He has so much responsibility and he's so powerful also. And so he's dealing with all the citizens. And usually the head of the state, he should be very kind and loving and compassionate and helpful. But there is some maryada is there, some etiquette is there, and so the praja, the citizens, they have so much respect also. It is mutual, if they are Krishna conscious, a loving exchange is there. But there is some rules to follow, some etiquette is there, and the head of state, or the president, or the king, is to be respected. And the relationship, although it may be loved and it may be based on love, but it is not intimate. Because everyone is accepting he is the king or is the president, and I'm the servant. I'm the citizen of the kingdom or of the country or the state. So everyone in the country will accept that and they will respect him in this way with some own reverence. However, usually the king or the president, he has a family life also, mostly. He has a wife, he has children, friends, relatives are there. And there the relationship is intimate. And although they may know the queen or the children of the president, they know that my father is the president. But they will not have the same respect as, of course, the respect is there, but because of the relationship of the family, there's intimacy there. And as Prabhupada used to also say, sometimes the son will say even to the king, please, when the child is small, you please, will you play with me? And he will say, yes, yes, of course. And then he will say, please, now you become horse and I will ride on you. And the king is there on his forehead of the president and the child is there climbing on him and going, chalo, chalo, go, go, go. Maybe as a little stick also. Go, go, and he's going. And the king is relishing that exchange with the son, with the child. And even the servants may be seeing that and they will say nothing because they know he's the son and he can have this relationship and it is fine. So the relationship in the family is very sweet, is more sweet, more intimate. And the father is embracing the wife, the children, all the family members. And there's also no, practically, even if sometimes the son is angry at the father for some reason or vice versa. But then quickly again, the situation will be resolved and there's a loving relationship there. Whereas with the citizens, it is always with some respect, especially from the citizens, they have to respect. Similarly, in the kingdom of God, especially the highest planet, which is known as Krishna Loka, the intimacy is there between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. In Krishna Loka, the highest realm. Whereas in Vaikuntha, which is also the spiritual world, the unlimited planets are there, where the different expansions of Krishna are residing, Vishnu, Narayan, with different names and having four arms and holding chakra, gada, padma, shankha, the conch shell, a transcendental conch shell, and a lotus flower, and the Sudarshan Chakra to destroy or to kill the demons. Shanti at the club. So two to give blessings, the shankh or the flower, and two to destroy the demons. Although in the spirit world there are no demons, but the Supreme Lord has these weapons eternally, and when he's descending to this material world, then he's using them to bless his devotees with the conch and the flower, or of course even by simply by thinking. And the Lord is seeing that the devotee is very nicely engaged in devotional service, then just by thinking, oh, this devotee is very nicely engaged in service, then he may bless just by thinking, or just by looking, kripa drishti, or by speaking, ashirvad vachan, or just by hand, showing the hand, this is ashirvad mudra, giving blessings. So in this material world, the Lord is descending, and so Vishnu is always the Supreme Lord, although sometimes he may also perform his pastime with some intimacy, like Vamandev or others becoming sons of in this material world, and they choose their parents to be the parents, and there's some intimacy there to some extent. But it is not as much as in the highest realm, Krishna Loka, or when Krishna is performing his pastimes here. Two kinds of pastimes are there, Nitya Lila and the spiritual world, which are eternally going on. And then the Nainitika Lila, the occasional pastimes, when this material world is manifested, which is not all the time, but by Krishna's will it becomes manifest, and then the different incarnations are coming here. Krishna himself is coming once in the day of Lord Brahma for the purpose of performing pastimes and to attract the jivas, the bada jivas, the conditioned souls, to liberate them. But the Nitya Lila is always, of course, most wonderful, and and Krishna or Vishnu, they're always residing there. Even when they're coming here, it doesn't mean that they are not there in the spirit world. When Krishna is appearing here, it doesn't mean he's not there in Golok. He's always in Golok. So the highest planet is Krishna Loka, and that is divided in four. This Dwarkapuri, where Dwarkadish is residing, and Mathurapuri, where Mathuresh is residing. And then Braj Dham, Golok Dham, which is the highest realm, it is the biggest. Even Prabhupada in one letter, he has explained that all the Vaikuntha planets, and even Dwarka and Mathura together, they don't equal to Golok. It's the biggest planet. And there Krishna is performing his wonderful pastimes with his unlimited associates. So during the day, so known as Gocharan Lila, famous pastime, Krishna taking out the friends and the cows and the calves to the pasturing grounds. That is known as, it is divided in eight parts, the pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual world. And simultaneously they may be here also when the material world is manifested by Krishna's desire. And Krishna is in Golok, but then he's here also at the same time. But there in Golok is always in Kishoravasta, like 14 years old, 14, 50 years old. Fresh youth, Navayovana. Whereas in the material world, so he's appearing, he's taking birth. And therefore we are observing Krishna Janmashtami Tithi, the day when he appeared here. But it is not ordinary birth, it is transcendental. Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yaveti Tatvataha. So, and one who is understanding in truth about Krishna's Krishna's janma, his appearance and his activities, his pastimes, which are transcendental, one is fully understanding by the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the representative of the Lord, the spiritual master, then we will be able to enter the pastimes of the Lord also and play with Krishna. Like these boys are playing here, the companions. Or Prabhupada used to say, dance with Krishna, like the gopis. doing Rasa Leela, there are billions of gopis dancing with Krishna simultaneously. So by Prabhupada's mercy, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, who is Kali Yuga Avatar, who is no different from Radha Krishna, these wonderful pastimes have been revealed. Of course, Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by originally Vyasa, of course, ultimately Krishna spoke to Lord Brahma, Chatushloki, four verses. And from that the whole Bhagavatam expanded. And then Vyasadev, a little more than 5,000 years ago, spoke. And also Sugadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam. And there are 18,000 verses of the Bhagavatam. And whereas in the higher planets, there are more verses in the Bhagavatam because they have more time to read and to study and to hear. Whereas here, we don't have so much time. So, and because pastimes of Krishna, they are eternal. And the Bhagavatam is also eternal and is no different from Krishna. So the unlimited pastimes are there. But just a little drop is given to us for our understanding, for our purification. So we may become absorbed in these pastimes. So when Krishna is performing his pastimes, they're also similar to the pastimes in the spiritual world. Like also divided during the day and night in eight parts. So here Krishna has gone out. So that is known as the Purvana Leela. That is morning after the breakfast. Around 10 o'clock Krishna goes out to the pasturing grounds. And then after playing some time with the friends, different games they're playing. And then also, by the way, as explained here and will be shown, and Prabhupada explained, practically every day one demon was coming and Krishna killed the demon effortlessly. So here, in this verse, it is explained that evam surit vacha shrutva. So Krishna is very nicely reciprocating. Surit. Surit means the friends. Different names for friend, mitra, and so on. Surit. And actually there are different kinds of friends of Krishna. That is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita to some extent. And there's one book by one of the descendants of Nityananda, in Nityananda's line. His name is Nayanananda. And he wrote one book, Sri Preya Bhakti Rasarnava. So it is also Rasarnava. It is like a notion of transcendental, wonderful mellows. The Sakya Ras, the friendship relationship, as we know. Five relationships are there with Krishna, neutral. And then Dasya, the servitor relationship, the servants of Krishna, Raktak, Patrak, they are offering tambul and the pan leaves. And for example, there's a Nai also, there's a barber there, cutting a little bit the hair of Krishna, although there's no need to cut the hair in the spiritual world, but still, there's a barber there also, cutting a little bit the hair. Beautiful hair Krishna has. Long hair, curly hair, up to the shoulder here. But a little bit they're cutting sometimes. They got the seva, the opportunity to serve. And there's a dobi, a washerman, washing Krishna's clothes because he's the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king. Although he's the source of everything. He's the source of Nanda Baba also, Krishna ultimately. But in the past time, so he's the son of Nanda Baba. And the king of Braj, although Vaishya community, but he was the king of Braj. And the parental affection is there, Vatsalya Bhav, Nanda Baba and Maria Shoda, and elderly gopis and gopas, and then the Adiras, Madhurya Ras, the gopis' relationship with Krishna. So the friends are four kinds. So they're ordinary friends, mitra, and then those who are a little more close. And for example, we have Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal is a good friend, and actually he's from a Brahmana family. He's the son of Sandipani Muni, who became the spiritual master later on in the pastimes in this world, in Avantipur, Ujjain. So wonderful relationship is there, and he's giving blessings to Krishna also sometimes. Although Krishna is the Supreme Lord and other brahmanas are there, but he's also known as Vidushak. He's a joker. Madhumangala is good at making jokes. He's a joker. So the others also, they are this category of friends. And but mostly are the Vaishyas, but Madhumangala is from a Brahmana family. So it's one sense a little superior. But then there are other friends who are very close to Krishna. They're known as Priyanama Sakas, and there are 8 in number. And they're helping also in the pastimes with the gopis, like for example sending messages when Krishna wants to meet the gopis. But sometimes he's sending, Subal, you go and give this message where to meet tonight in the different places in Braj. And then yes, then they will do that. And even sometimes at noontime, Madhyana Leela, after Krishna has played some time or killed one or two demons, or as this pastime which is here, going to Talavan, then at one point every day Krishna goes to Radhakund and he meets the gopis. And then sometimes some of the Priyanama Sakas, they come there to do a little seva there also. And then there are 4 friends which are, and they are a little younger than Krishna, the Priyanama Sakas. And so, but they help in the conjugal relationship of the divine couple also to some extent. And then there are 4 friends of Krishna, they are the same age and they are bosom friends. And they are known as Sudam, Sridam, Vasudam and Kinkini. So they are so close, and it is even explained in that book that it is just like, so Krishna is there and then his mind is there, his consciousness is there, his intelligence is there and his body is there. And these 4 are like considered to be just like Krishna's mind, Krishna's intelligence, Krishna's body. So close. And they play together, so much fun together. And then the others are there also and they also take part in the fun. But just like even in material world, we can see when the friends, we also have this experience, we go to school and then we have some friends of the same age, but then we want to be with the bigger boys. But then the bigger boys, sometimes they let the younger boys to come, but at a certain point also, they may say to the younger boys, okay, you just be a little bit in back, we are the big boys and we are together. So same also in Golok, I mean the younger boys are there sometimes taking part in the play, but sometimes the elder boys say, okay, now we are together with Krishna and we can join after. So they're very close. And they also know about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, but they don't say anything because they are friends and they don't want to be involved in the intimate relationship with Krishna with the gopis. So they don't do any direct service or giving message to the gopis. They're just friends and best friends. So here, when Krishna is going out with his friends and they play a little bit, and then actually all the friends are there. And so then here in this case here, so it is explained that because the friends, they were expressing their desire that this Talavan is there and the tal tree is there with nice, very nice fruits are there, but there's a demon there, Dhenukasur, and is guarding the place and nobody can go there. Because there's this ass demon is there and very powerful, and everyone was afraid. But they had seen how Krishna is taking care of so many demons, killing them. So therefore they were confident that Krishna will help them also. So therefore they approached Krishna and Balaram. You please help us, we want to have some of the fruits. And here it is explained by the acharyas that actually they want everything for Krishna's satisfaction, not that they want to enjoy the fruits themselves. But they want first of all Krishna, of course, to have some fun, and then they want to help Krishna, And then they know that Krishna, first of all, they will take the tala fruits, and then we may also take the tal fruits. So they do everything for Krishna's pleasure. But then it appears to be here that they want to enjoy themselves. But actually they want to give first of all pleasure to Krishna, all the Brijavasis. And then in the service, then there is enjoyment there also. Anyabilashita sunyam jnana karma navaritam anukulina krishna nushinanam bhakti ruttamam. That is uttam bhakti. That is pure devotional service. No separate desire. Anyabilashita sunyam. Sunyam means no. Zero. Anya abilash. Abilash means desire. Anya means other. Only what Krishna wants. Krishna nushilanam. So that is uttam bhakti. Anukul, it should be favorable, as what Krishna wants, as he wants. Not expecting anything in return, just wanting to serve Krishna. So they are constantly absorbed in just wanting to serve Krishna. And if this is done, then actually we can be, then we are properly situated, and then so much transcendental bliss is experienced, because Krishna is the source of all bliss. Paramananda. Satyananda Sarup, Krishna is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. So he's the source of everything. So naturally by doing what Krishna wants, we'll be happy. Even in the material world, if you satisfy the superior, the king, or in the company, the boss of the company, or even at the temple, if you satisfy the temple president, then you'll be happy. But if you do things separately from the president, then the president will not be happy, and then you can also not be happy. This, we have now three presidents and two with danda. So if you don't do according to what the president is saying, then he may show the danda, or he may use the danda also. So if you satisfy the spiritual master, the authorities, then automatically I will be satisfied. We offer the spiritual master our service, and the disciples are cooking, the ladies, and then the Prabhuji is offering to the spiritual master, and he will accept lovingly, and usually we leave something, and then the disciple will be so satisfied and they become purified. And so everything has to be done without ulterior motive. And then the Supreme Lord is extremely satisfied, and then there's such a loving exchange. So Krishna, so he's hearing. So in the loving exchange, Krishna, so it's also so playing practically the part of just a friend in intimate relationship. And in friendship, usually so there's give and take. Not that one friend is just taking the superior position, but friends means they are equal. And one friend has some suggestion, and the other friend will say, okay, yes, sounds good. And then the other friend has a suggestion, and the other one will say, okay, sounds good. Also with Krishna, he's telling his friends, okay, let's go there, and they go there, and they play something. One other friend is saying, okay, let's go there, and Krishna goes there, sure. So that is the friendship. Equality is there. That he doesn't want to display that I'm the Supreme Lord. And although, they are seeing that Krishna is killing so many demons, but somehow they just remain in that relationship that Krishna is our friend. Okay, it's powerful, and somehow, they're thinking it is the blessing of the superior beings that Krishna is able to kill them. And actually Krishna is not killing the demons himself, because he's mostly interested in playing. But it is explained by the Acharyas that Vishnu is killing the demons of Vasudev Krishna. As we know, when Krishna appeared in Gokul, so Krishna appeared in the same time in Mathura as Vasudev Krishna. And Vasudev was brought to Gokul, and Vasudev Krishna emerges into Yashoda Nandan, and is always there when Krishna performs his pastimes. And then actually Vasudev Krishna or Vishnu, Prabhupada has explained also in one purport in the first chapter of the 10th canto, the Acharyas have explained, when Krishna is appearing, everyone is included. All the avatars are included in Krishna. Everything is within Krishna. The whole creation, the whole spiritual world is coming from Krishna, is in Krishna, and Krishna is separate also. Adibhut Krishna, wonderful Krishna. So then they're killing the demons, and so by Yoga Maya, so they still, they don't think that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. It's just our best friend that is very amazing and wonderful and strong. But still sometimes they challenge Krishna also for wrestling. And Sudama is saying, what do you think? You're so strong, but I will show you, I will defeat you. And then they're wrestling, and Krishna is then being defeated. Because of the love, and he doesn't want to disappoint his devotees. And Maria Yashoda is binding Krishna, who is Ajit. And also the gopis, they are controlling Krishna by their love. So most wonderful loving exchange is there. So Krishna, but then, of course, as here, so he heard, and then Krishna is desiring to please them. Like the gopas are desiring to please Krishna, and Krishna is desiring to please the gopas. So that is loving exchange amongst friends. So, and Krishna is the best friend of everyone. So even the servants who are there in Golok, although they're servants, but even there there's some friendship is there. They're not just ordinary servants. So Krishna is very kind, sometimes he's embracing them also, the friends. But the parents are not looking, because Mariyada again is their etiquette, and Krishna is the son of the king, so he cannot just simply embrace the servants. That would look awkward according to etiquette. So, but when they're not there, then he will do that. So on here, so then they finally enter the Tala Van, Tal forest, where these huge trees are there. And also here in the purport, it is explained also that Krishna is thinking, because everyone was afraid of Denukasur, and Krishna is thinking, what this ass can do. It's just a donkey, as we know the donkeys. Well, of course, different species are there in this world, but all over the world, I mean, nobody's really very fond of the donkeys. The way they're looking and the sound which they're making is not very pleasurable to hear. But somehow still, so they are existing, and even sometimes they are used also and to carry some things. Usually they are not so strong. For example, the horses are there, pony are there, and they are more elegant, more beautiful, and the sound they are making is more pleasant. And therefore also Krishna is expressing here what a donkey can do. And how come they are so much afraid of a donkey? But it was a special donkey, it was a demon disguised as a donkey. So therefore, and he was powerful. But, I mean, for Krishna, totally insignificant. So it is mentioned he was thinking, what's there with this donkey? So mostly Krishna was killing the demon, but sometimes he let Balaram kill the demons. Let him have the fun of killing some demon and get some glory also. Today Balaram killed the demon, a big demon, Denukasur. We couldn't take the fruits. Nobody could take the fruits, because actually there was not only one demon, but many demons were there. In the form of asses, donkeys. So Krishna said, okay, you go ahead. And then Krishna took care of that Denukasur. And then afterwards, all the other demons also came, and Krishna was also killing a few. or Vishnu, Vasudev, whoever. And then they were all lying down there, and then the trees, they also fell because they were throwing the demons in the trees and they were just collapsing. And the fruits were there, otherwise you had to climb the trees, which is also a challenge. Big tall tree and then taking the fruit from top of the tree. So Krishna made it easy for them. He just killed the demon and the tall trees, they fell, and then the fruits were on the ground. And then for many days, so then they were able to, because there were so many fruits they were eating, and of course they disposed of the donkey's body, they must have burned them. And then all the other Brijabasis, they were also able to come now freely, okay, no more asses are there. And they were also enjoying the fruits of Talavan forest. And so everyone was very happy. Also here in the purport, the one verse is mentioned from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Asam Harer. Harer refers to Hari, Krishna. Krishna Hari, Sham Hari, or any, of course, incarnation of the Lord. So when he is laughing, smiling and laughing, so that is actually a form of blessing also. And therefore it is mentioned in the last line of that verse, Ati Udaram. Udara means very magnanimous. Ati means extremely. So Krishna is most magnanimous, extremely magnanimous and merciful. So simply by smiling actually, then so there is another expression, of course, and the manifestation of his mercy by his smiling, his beautiful smile. And then those who will actually bow to him, for those who bow down to the Lord, his smile and laugh dry up the ocean of tears caused by 10 suffering of this world. Avanat Akila. Akila means unlimited miseries are there in material world. Loka and all the worlds. Tivra, Shok Ashru. Shok means lamentation, and everyone is struggling in this world. So much so that sometimes crying. Many times you can see people are crying because there's so much suffering. Even sometimes as devotees, they're also crying. Sometimes due to bliss by chanting in kirtan, ecstatic kirtan is there. Especially if a pure devotee is there, then prema will emanate. And then devotees will be crying when Prabhupada sometimes danced, chanted and danced. And the devotees were so much in ecstasy, crying due to ecstasy. But other times difficulties are there. And then even sometimes the devotees are crying due to distress. Or sometimes due to feelings of separation. Oh, Krishna appeared to me, but then again he's disappearing. And the more one is advancing, the more one will feel transcendental pleasure. But then also the feelings of separation will be more intense. And will be more crying. So, but generally, so even the sadhakas, the common men, they are crying due to, many times due to difficulties. So many difficulties are there. Intense suffering, and then they will be crying. So, but when Krishna is smiling, so that will dry up the ocean of the tears which are coming. If you see Krishna, and therefore when we are in distress, then we may be crying, maybe not externally, but internally, we should just go in front of Krishna and just take shelter and bow down to Krishna. And then we may see the beautiful face of Krishna, the smiling face of Krishna, and then all the suffering will be destroyed. It will be, so as mentioned here, dry up. It will dry up the ocean of tears of the suffering which may be there. So because they were a little anxious in the beginning, so therefore Krishna, he was smiling and laughing, Krishna Balaram, in this way encouraging his friends that you don't have to worry. And then they went to Tatala forest, and then they killed the demons, and then everyone was enjoying the beautiful fruits. Hare Krishna. Any question? Everything is very clear and very sweet and very wonderful. So, Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki, Krishna Balarama ki, Gonitai ki, Radha Shama Sundar ki. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.